Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about Artemis, the goddess of the wild. The annual hunting season is upon us, and people with guns go out into the woods to hunt deer. Modern game management limits deer hunting to only 1 month each year, and since hunting is now mainly a sport, aided by sophisticated firearm technology, it has taken on the character of man against nature, with people entering the woods as superior predators and master of all they survey. But long ago, our ancestors had a different perception of hunting. They entered the forests with reverence and accepted the gifts of the hunt with gratitude to the one who gave them the animals they hunted. This one was the mistress of the wild, the lady of the beasts. In the ancient Mediterranean world, she was known as Artemis. By the time the figure of Artemis was written about in Greek mythology, she was portrayed as a virgin goddess armed with a golden bow and ivory quiver of arrows, with her pack of hunting animals and her entourage of nymphs. Artemis ran through the forest chasing deer and killing them with her arrows that never missed their mark. It was dangerous, according to myth, for mortal men to encounter Artemis and her nymphs in the forest. One myth tells of the young hunter Actaeon, who accidentally saw Artemis bathing in a forest pool. When Artemis discovered he had been gazing upon her, she splashed water on him, changing him into a wild stag, and then his own hunting dogs chased him and tore him to pieces. This cautionary tale reflects the awareness of our ancestors that it was dangerous to be wild and to be in the wild. They had evolved to a place of distance and alienation from the wild, natural world where their ancestors had lived as part of nature, but separate, not separate from it. Their ancestors felt themselves kin to the beasts, the plants, and the elements of the earth. It was only later, as humans descended into civilization, that they began to perceive the natural world as wild and therefore dangerous beyond the pale, which meant beyond the walls that surrounded their cities and protected them from what had become the unknown and the unknowable that was out there. But before humans allowed themselves to be abducted from Mother Nature, they saw the Earth as a benevolent mother who nurtured and sustained them. This sacred figure, who would become Artemis, was portrayed as early as 35,000 years ago as a female figure with an animal head, presiding over hunters, chasing and killing animals. She was the wild creatures, and she killed the wild creatures. How could this seeming paradox exist in the minds of our ancestors? As the great mythologist Joseph Campbell remarked, life is killing life all the time, because in order for the living beings to live, some other living beings must die. That is one of the sacred mysteries of life, and the goddess Artemis embodied this mystery of the wild. Artemis was the world mother, the mother of all beings. She was the primary goddess in very ancient times. One of her earliest representations was as the great bear mother, one of the first animals ever worshipped throughout the world. She became Ursa Major, the great bear constellation in the sky, ruler of the stars and protector of the Axis Mundi, the sacred pole around which the heavens revolved. Before patriarchal society reduced Artemis to a mere virgin huntress, she was honored as Artemis of Ephesus, portrayed with scores of breasts surrounding her body to nurture all of life. When girls reached the age of 9, they participated in the Brauronia, a ceremony where they dressed as Artois, little bears, and danced through the streets to honor life-giving Artemis as well as their eventual role as life-givers themselves. In her most fundamental identity, Artemis represents complete obedience to instinct and natural law. a disturbing premise in a world now given over to enforced societal norms and rational thought. Artemis is the soul of wildness. She expresses that place in the psyche where we are free from human-imposed concerns and where we are open to the immense, untamable powers of nature. Artemis is those wild places in nature, and if we can be open to her, she will open the wild places in our hearts that reflect our basic animal nature, our own wild nature, our authentic selves. And so, my friends, happy hunting. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.